affiliation here in Pittsburgh with your family.
Yeah.
What congregation did you affiliate with here?
With the, well, we belong to the Rose Shalom Temple here. My son belongs to the one on the avenue up here.
On 4?
No, not 4. The other street, down from Forbes.
On Wilson?
Yeah,
Tree of Life?
Tree of Life.
Tree of Life.
Tree of Life. That's right. And that's the...
But your children, were they confirmed from Rhoda Shalom?
Yes, they were both confirmed from Rhoda Shalom.
And were they Bar Mitzvah as you were?
Yes.
They were?
Yes.
I see. What about religious atmosphere in the home? Did you observe the traditional holidays?
Oh, yes, we've done that over the years. We don't... keep it as an Orthodox family, but we do.
Well, Rhoda Shalom wouldn't lead you that way.
What?
I say Rhoda Shalom would not lead
no,
you
that's
that
right.
direction.
But no, in my own home, they were very strict. But we broadened out, or at least I did.
Oh.
We came along, and I think the others had too.
How would you contrast the way you were raised with the way your granddaughter and your children, with the way your granddaughter is being raised, as to limits, sex, values, disciplines, and so on? Is there quite a difference today over
the
procedures in your day and with your children?
It's pretty hard to...
In terms of freedom?
I really can't.
The times are different, of course.
Yeah, times are different. My granddaughter, she goes to the school down in Oakland.
Winchester.
And it is Winchester, isn't it odd?
Mm-hmm.
And she likes it. I didn't. Nor does our kids. And locally, they went differently, as I do in the field.
You stated you were affiliated with Rhoda Shalom Temple. Did you, were you active at all in the congregation at any point?
Well, we attended the services, of course, on all the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
A member of the men's club. We tried to participate and have, I think, over the years with most of their activities there. And we are impressed with the rabbinate that they've had, and the new group seems to be coming along and doing a good job. I mean, they've introduced a program. Once a year, they invite with, I think that it was a Milton Harris contribution to the temple that his wife paid for. Over the years, every year, they have a group of ministers throughout the community that meet and discuss interfaith relationships. And it's a magnificent thing, and it's a wonderful contribution to the community that Ruth has done that sort of thing, and she's picked up the tab on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
in memory of her husband.
In memory of her husband, Milton, who was very successful in the trucking business, the law business.
Were you active in any Jewish community organizations?
Well, no, I haven't had too much time for. I mean, we do go to the Rhoda Shalom congregation services and to the whatever affairs they have, but beyond that, it's been pretty limited, I have to say.
have you had a role in any non-Jewish community organizations?
Well, I'm trying to find out. I made this participated in the Colfax PTA and that sort of thing when I, as my
son
went
through.
Yeah, that's right. I have a biographical sketch here. Mm-hmm. I don't know just how much importance that has. Incidentally, I did serve 3 years in the Air Force.
Yes, I know we covered that.
You've got that. All right.
Interview. Yes, we were very interested in that.
Yeah.
You indicated you lived here in this rural area principally.
Yes.
Pittsburgh. Uh-huh. Have you seen many changes over the years in this community? Economically, politically, culturally?
Well, I don't know whether these are changes or whether it's just that I'm, as I've gotten older, I've been exposed to perhaps in a different way than I was when I was younger. We first lived on Lower Beechwood.
Mm-hmm.
That's before they built the ramp going into town and the road going into town. And then we moved up here when the traffic got too much down there. And we've been here a number of years. We like it. Mm-hmm. Had obviously interest to take part.
It's a lovely location.
Yeah.
Do you have any observation on Pittsburgh's Jewish life and contributions to the community and the arts or civic affairs? I mean, how influential are Jews in this community, do you believe?
Well, I think that they're very well respected in the community. I think they're an active group. They go to different congregations, but I mean, the important thing is that they go there regularly as a part of their Jewish life. And I find that it's a very pleasant town to live in. I'm not sorry that I left
up here from the South.
That's right.
Do you have any observations on anti-Semitism? Do you think it's diminished? Or have you had any experiences in that area?
Well, I would say that it's diminished, but it's lessened in recent years. There are times when I felt that it was worse. I found no great problem with anti-Semitism in the community generally. And
professionally or otherwise?
No, that's right. I don't think that there's too much to complain about in that regard. I think that the groups have gotten together freely, and I think they've come to understand each group. And
you think there's more tolerance?
Oh yes, I think there is, without any question. Today.
Well, that's a hopeful observation. In retrospect, I'm supposed to ask how you view your accomplishments. In other words, what do you consider your most significant success?
Well,
as you think back, what do you consider most
significant? When you say how you view your accomplishments, of course, when one reaches the age of 73, I'm learning you begin to, some period before that, you sort of lose track of your accomplishments.
Well, in retrospect, what do you think was particularly significant that you had a hand in?
Well, I'm very pleased with the crime lab set up in the county. The fact that we used people like Dr. Wideline, Mayor Lawrence, on a board when the crime lab was set up, so that nobody could challenge the propriety of their actions or what they were doing. It was for the good of the community, and I feel that that was a great contribution to the community. And it's still in existence.
Well, that's really satisfying.
Yeah, it's still in existence. And as a matter of fact, they could hardly do without it.
Every once in a while, we get a resurgence of this get tough philosophy with criminals. How do you feel about that?
Well, I have had rather a stiff approach to it from the outset. I don't think you can reduce crime by coddling criminals. I that doesn't mean that every person who's charged with an offense has to receive the same penalty at all. But I think that much has been accomplished in reducing the numbers of crime by taking a firmer view. And this doesn't mean that we're dealing in statistics. It isn't how many people are accused of crime and sent to jail. It's how many guilty people that are sent to jail. And as I looking back into some of the cases that I'd had years ago and forgotten about, I found that they didn't think that I was the hard prosecutor in many instances. If I didn't feel that it was right, I wouldn't try. But if I did feel that it was a proper thing to do, I would give the case all I could because I felt it was necessary. Now, I mean, that was just my own judgment, but over the years, I think it worked out in a pretty decent balance.
Mm-hmm. Do you see any significant changes in the type of crimes committed today as opposed to the past? The nature of crime differs?
Well, I don't know that the nature of crime differs too much. The thing that seems to keep it in control is to firm up the law enforcement end of it and the successful prosecution of the cases. I mean, not everybody that's charged with crime is guilty of a crime, so that there has to be a balance. One can't just go off the deep end and say that anybody who goes to jail initially should belong there in the first place or should be there. I mean, it's a holding place until they're tried.
Do you see any significant changes in the type of criminal that is appearing today in terms of age or sex?
Well, I can't really say, except that they seem to be filling up the institutions at a faster
rate. By sheer volume.
Right, yes, by sheer volume. Now, it may be that it's because we're becoming a little too soft-hearted. Maybe not just me as one judge, but the judges generally. We do like to feel that there's hope for everybody. We like to give them a chance. And some of them make good and some of them don't.
What are your observations on the present overcrowding of the jail and the talk of premature release of some of the prisoners?
Well, there's no question that larger number of candidates for jailing in the city. Of course, the jail itself is a temporary holding place. There's no question that there's overcrowding. I wouldn't endorse heartily some of the means that are being employed. I don't think they should be released. I mean, we find all sorts of problems resulting from the fact. But they're now attempting, they're tearing down one building and adding to the number of people that can be kept in jail. There isn't a judge who's on the bench now that hasn't, in one week or another, found out that somebody that he's supposed to try got out of jail last week on bond, and they don't even know where he is because they were released because the federal judge came along and allowed only so many prisoners within the jail. Well, it's not ideal, that's true. It was never intended to be a hotel or a place they like to be, but they have been overcrowded. Now, it'll take, I imagine, a year before they correct that situation.
Yeah, they enlarge the facility.
But we do have problems when you get ready to call a prisoner over for trial on a case, and you find out that he was released last week because they were overcrowded.
And then he's not
guilty? Well, no. Well, then they have to go out and pick him up again.
I see.
Yeah, but and we have to, sometimes we have to get help from other institutions to let us have space there.
I see.
But this is what happens.
Judge Strauss, in conclusion, is there any other information you'd like to cover or add for the record?
Well, I'm trying to think of anything that we may have left out. I might suggest to you that many of the things that have happened, in all fairness, they happened some time ago, and some of the things I had forgotten about pretty completely.
We can only cover so much.
No, I realize that. No, yes. I don't realize that point of view.
I think you've given us a very good coverage, and we thank you very much for our most interesting interview.
Well, thank you. And I don't know what the ultimate result will be, but in any event,
we'll go into our archives along with some of the material you presented us with.
All right.
Thank you.